really come down to earth, though. Let's forget all this showbiz nonsense. It's time for a football fandango. There is no reason for the momentous and legendary meeting we're about to receive. We just figured it'd be fun. In fact, in a poll around our office, we strove to find our favourite football managers anywhere. The best, in fact. North, south, east, west of the English borders, anywhere. We took into account confidence, budget, track record, buoyancy, and the ability to give thundering good sound bites. And all the winners came from outside the dreary old English Premiership. How about that, eh? Except this was all before Big Ron signed for Coventry on Tuesday, but forget that. But all the winners are here. Their clubs, Sheffield United, Birmingham, and I blush, Millwall FC. And the men are Dave Bassett, Barry Fryer, Mr. Mick McCarthy! Wherever you like, wherever you want. There was a bit of an ironic mix-up there. Three managers nobody knew was playing where for a start there. You could have lined that up a bit better. Have a free-for-all. Whoever wants an answer can answer. Do you know each other? I'll look this way first.
Yeah, of course we do, yeah.
Where
yeah.
From? How comes everyone in football knows each other? Is it just dudes you go to?
Yeah, through football. Well, you meet people, as Mick said before, you hate one another for 90 minutes, then you go and have a drink after.
There is that. Yeah, there is that. I mean, can you literally, like players do, they square up on their best mates, it seems. Do you, if you're drawn against each other, if you're playing against each other, do you mean it when it's all that kind of...
Yeah, I still hurt these two.
Oh, really? You really do? Then again, you would make it in that way.
Yeah.
When you're outside the Premiership, do you envy those fellas in there, or is it exactly the same gig?
No, you want to be in the Premiership. I went out the Premiership on the last kick of the
season. You did, didn't you?
No, he thinks it's funny.
Well, tell us the circumstances. What happened?
He never stopped drinking for 6 months.
What happened?
Well, we went into the last game of the season, a point would do us, and it didn't matter what other teams did, but if all the other teams got a point or won their games, and we lost, we'd be relegated, and at 4:30, we were 6 from bottom. At 4:45, we were relegated, so yeah. It all changed because Chelsea scored the last minute goal with the last kick of the game.
Yeah. You know, if I was a Sheffield United supporter, I'd be opening a vein, but I'm like these two fellas, they're going, tuh.
Hey, are you sure? I got relegated on the last day of the season as well.
What a bunch of winners we've got here. Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Birmingham, mate.
Oh, of course you're Birmingham.
Yeah.
You inherited that, though. So how can you... Oh, go on.
Well, when I got the job at Birmingham, I told my owner, David Sullivan, and the MD, Karen Brady, I'd definitely take you out of this league. But I didn't tell them I'd take them down.
Yeah, my heart.
I said, I was going to take a joke.
So how can you say to the players, come on, you know, your share of... if they turn around and say, oh, you was relegated when you was playing, don't give it to us. Don't let pull the planks from under you, the fact you've had failures in your own career.
No, if you let them affect you, we'll do, but the players don't think that. They don't revert back to your failures. It's what happens at that moment, and, you know, it's a stunning moment.
Yeah.
When that happens to you, you just really don't know what to do with yourself. You just think back all through the season, what went wrong, what you could have done to put it right. You blame yourself more than you do the players.
Yeah, yeah. How does it feel to beat the bigger clubs, to beat the richer clubs? What is, it must be sweeter than just... I mean, I hate that thing, oh, it's just another game, we're on the next. It simply isn't, and you wouldn't be human beings with emotions.
You know when you go on the television after and you're saying that, all you're doing is trying to hide the smile.
Hide from going, yes!
That's the smile. Yeah!
You just can't do it.
Yeah!
I mean, you're in the dressing room giving it yahoo with the boys, and you come out and they say, what does it feel like? Well, it's
just one of them.
I've done it.
I mean, football supporters know that. They know that with the rise and the importance of how you conduct yourself on television, you're, obviously that's why you're the three of the best at it, that added lie, if you like, too strong a word, is there. Now you have to handle yourself on television.
Yeah, I mean, you deal with it. It's part and parcel of the job. The media, you can't deny the media's there. You've got to deal with the television, the radio, and the papers. They're part and parcel of the job.
See, Jack went in the week. I mean, we don't want to dwell on those hideous circumstances. But he said to one of the camera crews, and this is what he said. He said, and I've got a bloke like you following me around, but that up me arse. He said that. And I thought, there's a little hint of reality in the situation here. I mean, when they say to you things like, was that a penalty? Do you have to bite your lip? How much do you have to bite and say, well, you know, the referee's better placed than I. Is that all part of
it? I had an incident in the Arsenal game last year when we were beaten in the last minute when I still say it's a foul. Nobody's going to change my mind about it. But when he went in the goal and the referee had given it, I turned around, I was looking for something to kick, and there was that big furry Sky microphone on the track. And I run up to it, I was going, ah. And I kicked it 20 yards down the track and it spun down the track. And I sat down, I was cursing them away, and I went in the dressing room, and everybody's seen this.
Yeah.
Everybody, the cameraman, the, you know, everybody's on there. And afterwards, he came up to me and he said, so how do you feel? Are you disappointed about it? No.
But, all right, but just on that, how have you ever once, would you ever admit to being influenced by the crowd?
The crowd knows. Don't kid them that they don't know who's playing rubbish and who's playing well. See, it's easy for us managers to say they don't know the game. They perhaps don't know the inner tactics of what's gone on during the week.
Yeah.
But they know if somebody's playing like a bloody idiot, don't they?
And yeah, but you'd thunder against it if they shout out do it. Do you think?
No, I'm just thinking, I hope the sub comes on and can do it better than he can.
Yeah. Or be a load of rubbish and turn around and say, see, what do you know? Yeah, better. Have you ever
I've got a great substitute, Jose Dominguez, little Portuguese lad that I've got. The crowd love him. I mean, he can beat four players, fall arse overhead, and he gets a standing ovation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always have him by the side of me, and we're struggling, I'd send him on.
He's your...
Oh, Dale!
So he's your insurance. Yeah. Good old Barry.
But the problem is, when I start him, and I want to sub him, and I get warmed up, Dave, get on for it, I'm not going on for him. Anybody but him.
Nick, yourself, have you ever... Actually thought, well, you know...
No, I always... If the chairman takes somebody off, I take somebody else off just to spite them and really get them angry.
I thought you did. I know, yeah. He takes blokes out of stand and sticks them on rather than
a little wee. I have to shout out. I mean, Mark Kennedy, the classic.
Yeah.
I didn't play him in once. It was a mistake, I know. But anyway...
No, that's all right. We only played games to get in.
I did it for what I thought was the right reasons. I'm the manager. I did it because I thought it was right at the time. But I was taking him off in one game, you know. No matter what's wrong with him. He carried off and his legs in bits, and they're bullying me for taking him off. I have to shout to him, limp!
Limp!
And he always runs off. Always. And they all tend to...
Gentlemen, please stick around after, because there's a couple of points I want to talk to you all about. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be Mick McCarthy, Barry Fryer, and Dave Bassett. Thank you very much. Wonderful, gents. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Wonderful.